Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Welcome to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I am so happy to see you today, especially following our celebration party that we held last weekend or on Friday if you are in the Americas. It was so amazing to see so many of you gather as a community to receive all of the incredible announcements of what has been happening behind the scenes of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, and that it is now ready to be shared with the world. So if you haven't received this transmission of the celebration party, know that it is possible. We're going to share this on YouTube as well in the podcast. So just keep an eye out for the celebration party of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. And one of the announcements that was made was the share of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry prayer. And it is so special for me to share this with you because this prayer has been birthed into my heart for quite some time, but it was never exactly that. So when it came and when I started receiving the deeper meaning of this prayer, as well as the key code that goes with it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And how funny that it happens at the same time as the new website is finally launched. We have two amazing channels who have joined the teams as the first official channels of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. So if you are interested in receiving one-on-one sessions, it is now possible. We have Lucy Proud and Tana Prince both offering extraordinary 90-minute one-on-one sessions for our community. If you are interested, you can visit our website. Our website is goldenagespiritualministry.org, and you will find everything there. If you type my old website, sandrines.com, you will be redirected to the new one. I would love to invite you to check it out and let me know what you think, because I think it looks gorgeous. And the intention of this new website is to reflect our community, is to reflect the purpose of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry as a temple of light, and to represent the code that it shares with humanity, the code of love, the code of freedom, of abundance and of connection, the code of community, also the code of co-creation with galactics, with civilizations of the light, with ancient civilizations, with angels, archangels, and of course, dragons. So have a look at my new website. You will love it. We also have a new free transmission that you can find under the free section, and I'm sure you will absolutely love. Another announcement is that we now have created, and it is ready for you, because I know that many of you here are expecting this and are wanting this. So we have officially created a two weeks retreat immersive in Bali that is part of a program called Ascension Channel Certification Program. And this is for all the people who are interested to up-level their channeling abilities, their psychic abilities, to be able to give extraordinary sessions, not only one-on-one sessions, but for groups. So if you're a coach or a mentor, if you're a healer, Reiki practitioner, or ceremonialist, that intensive Ascension Channel Certification Program with 2 weeks immersive in the beautiful mountains in Bali with me and my team, that is for you. You will find all the information in the notes underneath this show. And so for today, I would love to start the day actually by sharing the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry prayer with you. So if you want to know more, again, please watch the video because we explain the meaning of the words chosen as well as the key codes and how to use the key code. Okay? So I would love to invite you to take a deep breath in and a long breath out. Then draw your awareness within you in your heart center. And here is the prayer. I am the angel of my human. I am the light of my life. As an embodied sovereign heart, I ascend. I choose to accept love, abundance, freedom, and connection as my birthrights, as I am forever connected to the divine, and together we rise in peace. Take a breath in and a breath out and feel it in your heart. If you have the key codes, feel the key codes going along your column of ascension, connecting you to the earth, your heart, your oversoul network, and source consciousness. Thank you. You can open your eyes. And today we are going to answer a question that we received by email. So actually, I'm going to read this question. It's a question slash a share, but it is really great because it gives a lot for conversation. Okay, so Kelly is sharing that she has had a few readings in her life. So here she says, time and time again, I am told that I have enormous powers of intuition, but I'm blocked and not letting it come through. The only insight I have noticed so far is dreaming. How do I unlock the rest? Excellent question. So in this question and what Emily shares, there are a few different dynamics that come, is that she has been going to people to give her readings for a couple of years. It's wonderful. We all love that, right? Myself included. I love having sessions with other people. I don't call them readings anymore, as I don't need anyone to look into my future. This is something that I have completely moved away from. But on the other hand, I love receiving some trench running sessions with other people, are really people who are working with advanced civilizations of the light around my mission and my soul mission, because it's fun and other people can always see certain aspects of a multidimensionality in ways that we might not be able to, simply because we have our filters in place, like our subconscious programming. We have a limiting programming. We have too many different plugins and outdated templates that it can be very challenging for us to see ourselves differently and to really see how talented we are, perceive all the gifts that we already have. So here this lovely woman shares that she's been going to other people to receive insights and guidance, which is great. And also we want to bring already in the field a question: what is the intention of you going to other people? Because here it is, most of the time when we go to other people to receive information about ourselves and our future, it's because we are not fully aligned to our sovereignty. We are not fully connected to our soul and our channel. So because we don't feel this connection, we don't know who we are, we don't know why we're here, we need someone else to tell us that. And here it's a slippery slope towards enslavement. This is why religions are doing so great, because they tell people who they are, they explain supposedly, you know, how we arrived here, and supposedly give us answers. We know very well that all of that is very limiting and enslaving, but you get where I'm coming from and where I'm going here, right? We often go to people to receive psychic readings for reassurance that we are amazing, that we are unique, that we are in the right place at the right time here on planet Earth, that we are not a mistake, and that we're going to meet the love of our life, we're going to have money, and we're going to live happily ever after, right? This is often the intention. We want to know ourselves more. And this is great. I don't say that it's a bad thing, but I want you to be cautious with this process. Because if it's like, if you are really dependent on it to see your own worth and your own value, then it can be problematic because you need to work on yourself to be able to feel the alignment with your heart, the alignment with your soul, the alignment with your spirit guide and your soul mission, so you can feel supported, so you don't feel lonely, so you don't feel like the odd one out in humanity. You don't feel like you're separated from God. You already are in the unified field of your heart consciousness. So when you are present in this way for yourself as the angel of your human, as the light of your life, as the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry prayer starts with, when you do that, it is much easier for you to look within you and start discovering the libraries of light that are already present. So what does this mean? Is that if we keep doing what we've done all our lives, we're going to keep getting the same results. It's the same way as if we keep thinking that we are this person over and over, and these are our blockages, and our blocks come from our ancestors, our blocks come from past lives, our blocks come from the matrix systems. Like, all of that is trying to get me so I am not intuitive, so I cannot develop my gift, so basically I stay miserable. No. All of that is victimhood, okay? None of that is true. All that is happening and all that is present is here to teach us to be powerful, to be able to find freedom, abundance, love, and connection in our heart. So everything that happens to be like, how are you going to rise from this? How are you going to tap into your infinite wisdom, your gift, and so on? So to find more of our gift, to develop our intuition. If someone tells you, oh, you are super intuitive, you know, and you like it, that's great. But, you know, like a lot of people are just going to say that, but then it doesn't take you any further. It is your work to actually do the work to find out. Because it is the same as if you want to have a healthy body, you need to watch your food, you need to detox, you need to exercise in nature, and most likely you need to do some high intensity exercise and also weightlifting, depending on your age and so on. All right? So you're not going to be healthy if you don't do anything about your body. Your body is just going to age poorly. All right. So this is the same with our intuition, with our gift. If we don't do anything about it, it's just going to stay there unattended. It's like the gift is wrapped, but it's unopened. So these libraries of light are closed off. And so many people have that. So many people inside of themselves, they have all of these gifts unwrapped, all of these libraries of light that are closed, dormant. It's very much like books that are, you know, taking on dust, collecting dust on the shelves, right? So in this question that this lovely lady shares, she's really wondering how to become the intuitive psychic that other psychics have told her that she was. You do that by working on it. You do that every single day. Every single day you connect through meditation, silencing the mind, sitting in silence. Why do I keep on repeating this? Because this is the foundation. We cannot learn to bring discernment around the voices, the messages that we receive, if it's constant chit-chat out there, and if we don't know how to bring a difference between the mind, our lower ego, and true messages that come from high level of consciousness. So silence the mind, sit in meditation. After that, learn how to connect to your soul, connect to your heart, connect to the heart of Gaia, your oversoul network and source consciousness. Work on your pillar of light daily. First thing when you wake up, anchor yourself fully in your pillar of light. Affirm that you are a sovereign divine being of the light and that you desire to reopen your gift, that you desire to embrace fully with whatever is happening. Like, you want to embrace your gift fully. Okay. So the power of prayer is tremendous. So I would love to invite you to be in this field of prayer. Keep asking your team, keep asking your soul to switch on your connection to make sure that you are always in conversation with your soul, in conversation with your heart, with your spirit guides, and so on. So once you have done that, you can start tuning in more into actually joining programs. This is why I have programs. I now have 4 different programs that are offered to help people channel, to be soul aligned, to connect with their spirit guides and their team. Why do I have program? Because this requires trainings. I was born highly psychic. I was able to chat with many different non-physical beings, both from the light and not from the light. That was not very pleasant indeed. But yeah, I know, like so many of us, we are born gifted, but it was all over the place. So many of us, we closed it, or maybe it was closed from the beginning. So basically, if someone tells you that you are highly intuitive, if you remember being highly intuitive in your youth, you know, when you were a child, but now it's not the case, work on it. Don't wait. Don't watch Netflix and TV in the evening. Instead, sit in meditation at your altar with a piece of paper and a pen and ask to connect to your team. Instead, join one of my programs and binge watch all the content, because all of that are going to increase your light quota and your understanding on the mechanism of intuition, the architecture of channeling, how to activate more advanced psychic gifts. Because it is very easy, actually. We just only need to learn, and I'm excellent at that. So please join my program. I offer so many things. Like, you can start at any level depending on where you are at in your life. We now have a product suite, so I have something for everyone, right? So educate yourself, but mostly change your life so you have time. You create the time to sit in meditation, to walk in silence, to look after yourself, to make sure that you are also doing some mindset work. We are not here to perpetuate narratives that I'm blocked here because of my ancestor, Bastam, and so on. No. Reclaim your power. You are the one who can shift everything. Of course, we've always have like a pile of things coming from our ancestors, from our past lives, and so on. Of course, like, welcome to humanity. But that is never the excuse to keep perpetuating the same narrative that we are supposedly enslaved by the matrix and by all of these things. No, we were born as free, sovereign, divine beings of the light. And thank you very much. This is how we intend to live. And we live like this by practicing coherence. Be very mindful of what you think. What you think and what you say and what you do, bring that in coherence with your heart. Does it feel pleasant to your heart? Yes. How can you align your words to that? I never say things that are limitative about my human. I never say anything limitative or discriminatory about the world. Yes, at times, of course, my human sleep, but I train myself. I try to be more and more mindful. So to access more of your gift, first feel that within you. There is also work that can be done with recording the past, co-creating with past versions of selves, and tremendous work that needs to be happening with future versions of selves, connecting to future versions of selves that are already living the reality that we are here to embody. And as we learn to channel these other aspects, these other versions of selves, it becomes so much more easy to quantum leap reality into the embodiment of that version, because literally in this quantum space of channeling this future version of self, what happens? We can ask our question and we can receive direction. So I would love to strongly encourage you to meditate, do automatic writing, create a routine, invest in your spiritual growth, right? Where you place your money, the money is simply a frequency of amplification. So if you place your money in spiritual container, in ascension container, like we offer in the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, it's going to amplify that, because you're going to dive deep. You're going to work closely with me and my High Council of Light. And I can tell you from all the, we now have, I think, over 50 students from all the feedbacks of all of these students and the ones prior to these ones, it works. You know, the way we work works to help other people activate channeling abilities, gifts, like unwrapped gifts that are still present within you. Let's unwrap them, right? Let's open all the gifts and all the presents. Let's reaccess libraries of light that are present within us, and so on. So for that, join one of my programs, continue receiving everything that I share for free. You will be very happy again to know that on the website, brand new website, there are many new free transmissions. Every time you join one of my transmissions for free or in one of my programs, you receive huge influx of light. And this influx of light is like keys, and these keys come into your divine vessel and are opening up these doors or unwrapping this gift, if you want, right? So continue receiving from us, because we are here to break down advanced concept of channeling and multidimensional connection, of co-creation with advanced star nations, star races and galactics and so on, and to make it practical. This is my art. And you know what? I could have been like you, you know, who asked this question like many years ago. You know, I was like that as well. So many people would tell me, oh my God, you're such a powerful psychic. You'll be doing all of these incredible things later. And I was like, oh my God, what is it? What is it? But no one could really tell me, because I had to find out myself, because I am the custodian of my own soul mission. I am the custodian of the body of work that I'm here to bring to humanity. So no one could really tell me that. I only had to find out by myself, which is what I'm still doing, by the way. So I want to encourage you to learn how to connect to your own sovereign channel, to channel your own intuition, to really open up your gift, open up your psychic abilities, so you will be able to be in a relationship with your high council, with your spirit guide, with your star family. They will be able to support you on so many levels. You will also be able to co-create with this alternate future version of self who is already living the life that you aspire to be. Okay, so thank you very much for watching this episode. Again, I would love to invite you to check out our new website. The new website can be found on the goldenagespiritualministry.org, and you can also type sandrines.com, as you will have the redirect going there. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for being part of my community. Please check all the amazing programs that we offer so you can continue your journey of ascension and understand how channeling works for you more specifically. Until next time, be good and bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.